Again with God is my judge podcast, and I hope everybody had a amazing Easter weekend. Today is April 1st. For most it's April Fool's Day, but for those who know, it is Easter Monday. And like I said, I'll be back. I just need to start up a little bit, and here we are, We made it, right? We're here. And just praise God. Thank you. With that said, I'll get into the song and the instrumental that I have on right now. It's funny because I didn't even know what song I wanted to pick. I already have the words, I already have what I want to say in mind. Maybe not in, strategic form or outline form, but in my mind I keep saying, okay, let's just get ready, let's just go, hurry up. I don't know what else to say, right? But then I realize when I'm trying to set myself up and get myself prepared and get into it, it's not the same thoughts and not the same energy and it's not the same feeling. And I've been kind of questioning that a little bit since I've actually made an episode last week. I've been questioning what's been going on, why I've been feeling ready but haven't started, and it said a lot. And I guess the song really, I wanted to have a different song, a different instrumental kind of capture, but God said to play this one, and it's called Altar by Hulvey featuring Forrest Frank. Okay, I don't know if I said his name right. I apologize if I said it wrong. But he has some great songs, to the point that I was on Spotify and a notification came up saying that he's having a concert in August. And for some reason, something told me to go, I should go. I've been listening to his music. It's like, why not, enjoy something different than all the concerts I've ever been to, But I felt like this song captured, I guess, this moment, right? What I'm feeling. And I'm not sure what it is, but I didn't know until I got home. It was very weird. Not weird in a bad way, but I don't believe in coincidences. So to me, it was like a little weird to feel it, but not know it until I got to a certain destination. And that's what God has been trying to teach everybody, including myself. You don't know until you get there. So why are we worrying about it until we get there? But because we're so mind-driven, thought-driven, as humans, that it's in our nature. I've been really, really understanding more that sometimes things aren't really our fault. It is literally in our human nature to act a certain way, to think a certain way, to feel a certain way. And I guess I've been trying to fight that. I've been trying to change that. I've been trying to grasp that. I don't know if that's really what it is, but I've been trying to let it go. And that's the key to it all, because we're not able to praise him the way we should, right? And the reason I'm saying it that way is because the entire time on this journey I'm worrying about X, Y, and Z. And instead, we should be praying, be thankful, and giving him our worry until we get there. But because we don't know when we're going to get there, and we don't know what the answer is when we get there, we're so worried, we're so, you know, fixated on the unknown. That's what it is, right? On the unknown. But to go back to the chorus and back to the lyrics of this song, Altar, it starts off by saying, "Glory to the Father, you deserve the praise. Lead me to your altar, wash away my shame." And I feel like that's what it was that I was kind of asking for, but I didn't know that's what I was asking for, you know. We need to give more glory, right? Give him more praise, give him more energy, more of our time, of our worries, of our thoughts, of our struggles, you know. Ask him to lead you. Don't ask yourself to lead yourself, because clearly leading yourself has only gotten you so far or so much. And as much as we don't like to not be in control, we never have been. And until you accept it that way and view it that way, that we can only control certain things, we can only control certain outcomes. And I feel like even the word controlling is such a strong word that I don't even like to use it. Because controlling makes me think of a controller, right? We have remotes, controllers, we have phones that we all control ourselves, that we manhandle ourselves, right? And it's funny because it's 111 on April 1st. And if those who know, that is an angel number. And it is a message from your angels to be very aware of your persistent thoughts and ideas as they are manifesting quickly into your reality. Ensure that your beliefs, thoughts, and mindsets are positive and optimistic in order to draw the energies of abundance and balance into your life. So much is going on that we're manifesting and we're asking him to lead us in this world we're living in, and to wash away my shame. Like, that's what hit home for me. That's what got me and felt like this was the song to have for this episode today. Wash away my shame. It's not even the pain. Wash away my shame. The thoughts I think that are shameful, the thoughts that I think that are embarrassing, the thoughts that I think that aren't going to put me in the spotlight, the thoughts that aren't going to push me forward, take it away, wash it away, use it. I don't need it. You can have it. Because whoever gave it to me, it's not me. It's not who I think I am. So we need to remind ourselves that he is there to help us lead, to help us literally help us push ourselves. Help us guide ourselves. It even goes in to say, I actually not even thinking about it, but reading more of the lyrics. All I can say is holy. Can't get this off my lips. You love me with devotion. You don't kick me when I trip. I need a sip from the river. You just want to get what you given. Give me unlimited vision to see through the counterfeit. I want the realest. Where he can come from. You can't get that with a PJ. It's so full inside this house, I feel like DJ. I can't fight it. Let your light come shine on me. Ain't no hiding. I'm confiding in your peace. And here, just hearing the lyrics, reading the lyrics, and then putting the instrumental all together, the frequency, that gives off of that song, the energy that I feel when I hear that song, it makes me more drawn to God. It makes me feel, you know, holy. It makes me feel, you know, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, and that's how we should be feeling, especially after this Easter weekend, this Easter Monday, and we can't forget about, of course, Friday, Good Friday. Hopefully you guys didn't eat meat on Friday. I've been learning. That's been taking me many years to remember, to understand, and to accept, and to remind myself that, hey, buddy, no meat on Fridays. But it's just the same way of, you know, saying grace. I've learned that the hard way as well. You know, it's about taking the baby steps to, you know, catch yourself, to slow it down a little bit, right? But I felt like the real reason I started to make this particular episode today, the minute I got home, was because I felt like complete shit yesterday. I felt like complete shit on Friday. This whole past week after my birthday, I have no idea what happened, what changed. I thought everything was all good. And something told me, I'm like, I don't know. I haven't felt like this since like a retrograde. But I didn't think of it. I didn't say it. I didn't, you know, look into it, right? I thought after the full moon on the weekend of the 23rd last weekend, I thought everything was, you know, not smooth sailing, but, you know, somewhat of that sort, you know, coming into April, I thought, you know, we'd have nicer days, you know, things would be a little bit easier with a set routine, you know, just, you know, the little things that you feel like yourself slowly getting back into, you know, the hang of things, right, and then just 1 week hits, and it's like, oh, we're almost back to square one. Everything I've been doing, everything I've been trying, isn't working right now, but it just was working for a few months. But why all of a sudden is it changing? Why all of a sudden it doesn't feel right? Doesn't feel the same. And, you know, for some people love, you know, the same thing every day, and, you know, having the same lunch every day, wearing the same thing every day. That's cool, you know, that's great. And, you know, that's what gets people on a routine, and, you know, stuff like that. I see where it leads to, but I'm not the same like that. I don't think the same like that. So, like, when I'm trying to do the same thing that I've normally been doing, and it's not working, just like anybody else, my ass gets fucking frustrated. Frustrated to the max, where it makes me not even want to do nothing. I'm just like, yo, what is going on? It makes me want to give up. It makes me want to, like, just really just drop everything and let it be. But then it makes me also think, like, you did work this hard to get here. You did try all of these things. You did, you know, maybe it's just not meant to be right now. And even when I think that way, that, you know, it's not going my way, and maybe I'm just having some bad luck, maybe, you know, whatever the case may be, whatever I might think of at that moment, you know, I think of it, and then it makes me feel better. But then when I find out that the same bullshit has been going on, but nothing has changed, even though I've been doing the same thing, I'm just like, all right. Like, what am I missing? Because I obviously feel like I'm doing something wrong. I obviously feel like I'm missing something, and the answers aren't as clear as it once was. And I'm like, okay, so what do I have to do to change that? Well, as I found out as I got home, there is a Mercury retrograde going on. And I was like, great. I just ended up feeling it before everybody else. Or maybe I was feeling it at the same time everybody else was. And I'm just starting to become more aware of it now. So as I'm reading through my pattern app here, it is stating and saying that from now until April 25th of 2024, Mercury retrograde is in the sign of Aries. And I'm only laughing is because, yes, I am in Aries. But even I bump heads with certain Aries. Like, I get along with certain Aries, but the fact that the universe is being in Aries right now, this whole system, this whole journey of rough patch, whatever it is being in Aries, that means it's gonna be difficult. Okay, oh man, it is going to be a wake-up call, that's for sure. Yep, I'm all right, here we go, ready? Here we go, this is what it says. Aries is a decisive, I don't know about that, sign that wants to commit fiercely to what it believes in. Okay, all right, that makes much more sense. That makes much more sense why I've been feeling this way. Like, I need to commit to something, I need to invest in something, I need to push myself in something, but I'm like so like adamant on it, I'm so fiercely like trying to get it, and that makes so much more sense. Okay. And in the its enthusiasm often shoots from the hip and communicates boldly without overthinking. It's true, I haven't been overthinking. I've just been finding the steps of what do I need to do, what I have to do, what I have to find, who do I got to talk to. It's very interesting. I have not found any excuse. I found a roadblock, but I'm still finding another way. It is very intriguing. So, during this retrograde period, you might find the communication slows down. That is so true, because just before my birthday, I'm over here texting everybody, talking on the phone, you know, I feel like I'm being so social. And 1 week, all of a sudden, I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to deal with anything. I don't want to deal with people at work. Nothing. And I'm like, yo, this is so weird. I thought everything was all good, but this makes so much more sense. All right, let's keep going. Or that things aren't moving forward as quickly as they've been. Oh my goodness, this is so true. Although this influence can feel frustrating, very, extremely, you have no idea. The intention is to counteract Aries' natural impulsivity or even impatience. Oh my goodness, that is crazy. Because I thought I was being patient. I thought I have been being patient. And at the time right now, it is 1, 2, 3, which is a sequence. So that means that that the universe and the angel numbers is telling me I have, but only to a certain extent. So that I have more to work on. That I'm on the right track, but I still need to keep pushing, be more patient, and less impulsive. Okay, wow. Wow, this breakdown is real right now. And you would have never known or guessed that I had a shitty-ass morning, right? Oh, man, that's how it starts. it starts rough, but it gets better, right? Okay, alright. It continues to say, right? Most people assume that the world works in a logical, linear, and somewhat predictable way, which we've mentioned and talked about in previous episodes, which I will always agree with, that the world isn't linear whatsoever. But that's not always the case. Expecting that any given day, everything will go as planned, actually helps perpetuate this illusion. Oh my goodness, I gotta save this. I have to save this one. This is so accurate. Wow. Hold on 1 second. Okay. During this time frame, these assumptions are severely compromised. The quote-unquote regular local flow of events may appear to be disrupted. Oh my goodness. So if anybody out there is feeling disrupted, is feeling like their regular workflow and general flow and life flow was great and nothing could stop it, well, welcome to the Mercury retrograde, because that will stop you in your tracks right there. Oh man. It continues to say that the communication can feel frustrating now, especially if you tend to expect conversations to move quickly. Normally, you, or others around you, might depend on addressing issues proactively and decisively. Okay. And then moving on. Okay. But at this moment, these ways of communicating might not happen as rapidly as expected, or progress could seem to stall. Of course. Okay, so certain things have been at a standstill. And other conversations is like, nope, denied. I'm like, no way. As a result of this energy, the world won't operate in the way you expect it. Well, that's a wake up call right there. I mean, if you didn't know that already, shit. Like, there's. Oh my goodness. As a result of this energy, the world won't operate in the way you expected. Okay, just making sure that I read it right. I'm just making sure I heard it right. Just making sure we're all on the same page here, okay? All right, guys. All right. So instead, what seemed objective becomes subjective, of course. Left brain becomes right brain, and the connections will be missed. Both will, with people, and interestingly, with technology and machines. Schedules, rules, routines, plans, messages, and/or emails, anything reoccurring rational functioning or communicative might not work as they normally do. And that is so funny, because today and yesterday, my phone has been acting up. Like, the Wi-Fi has been acting up. My service has been acting up. Yo, this shit's so real. This shit's so true. And if you do not see this, if you do not believe it, I promise you, if you start to pay attention to what I'm saying, if you start to pay attention to everything I am saying, that I am reading, and if you do your own research, I promise you will see it. I promise you will feel it for sure. But be careful what you wish for. Because once you see it, you cannot unsee it. Once you know it, you will never unknow. So take it with a grain of salt. Next, it continues to say, there can be a silver lining to be disruptive in your experiencing. To any disruption. Oh my goodness. There can be a silver lining in any disruption you're experiencing. Perhaps you notice that what once seemed important to finish quickly requires more deliberation. Wow, yeah, I've been feeling that. I'm just like, wow, before I was just doing this, you know, nonchalantly. I'm doing this like I don't care. And then I'm seeing how much I've been doing, and I'm like, oh, I have to be a little more careful. I got to be more deliberate. I got to be a little more this. or that rushing things or trying to be the first or fastest to answer is actually less accurate and efficient in the long run. Thank you. Thank you, guys. I am so glad this is being said right now. I'm reading this right now because this is exactly how I've been feeling. Exactly. Rushing things or trying to be the first or the fastest to answer is actually less accurate and efficient in the long run. Even more importantly, by slowing down, you may notice that some of your commitments no longer resonate with you. Oh my, I don't even know what to say. I do not know what to say because this is exactly how I've been feeling. That's why I've been feeling or thinking that I have more patience. But in reality, I do not have more patience. I just have more commitment because I'm slowing down. And I'm trying to be patient of what I'm trying to get to and where I'm trying to get to. But everything else is making me impatient. It is wild. Okay. Bear with me, guys. Bear with me. These are all epiphanies, okay? These are all wake-up calls, okay? So if you're in this, bear with me, okay? Next. These energies may or may not affect everyone the same, which I've noticed. They probably won't feel as strong as any personal cycles that you're having. Okay. But if you know what's happening, which I'm trying to get to, you can set intentions, yes, and that's what makes me change. Okay. And take advantage of these energies and not feel overwhelmed if things feel delayed. See, this is what's so important about knowledge. You know, once you have the knowledge, you're able to act and react the way you should be versus in an impulsive reaction and in a quick and not thought out reaction. It says that the intention of this influence is to get you and others around you to expand or even revent your thinking. Okay. Persevering and communicating. Okay, so it's like half a reset button in a way to relearn, you know, to let go of what you know and to add to the new stuff that you want, that you should know. Okay. This time is also about building a connection to your inner world. Ooh, that is so true because that's what it's been feeling. Rather than always focusing on making a statement, staking a claim, or moving on quickly. Okay. Okay. Sometimes it's necessary to delve into the complexities and look at the emotional nuisances before committing to something. Ooh. The emotional nuisances is where it got me. I'm normally ready to commit, but I don't take in the effect of the emotional part. I have the mindset, but not the feeling down. Okay. This is a powerful reminder of the importance of tapping into where your answers are coming from. Before speaking out loud, ideally, you're connecting to your true mission and purpose and using your instincts when communicating. It doesn't always have to be about being the first to speak or having the loudest voice or even the last word. There's value in reflecting, pausing, and inviting in others' perspectives. And that's what I feel like I've been trying to get to more. Instead of we're quickly doing this or quickly doing that, or we kind of hold our control, kind of control that, help control ourselves, we'll be able to see the value in reflecting in the pause and being more patient of what we're observing and letting it all play out versus, you know, being the roadblock in between. But ideally, You take this opportunity to discover ways of speaking and communicating that go beyond being definitive and finding closure all of the time. This may not be easy for you to do. You may naturally want to move on and avoid overthinking. Rather than opening up yourself to alternative points of view. Just a reminder that life isn't always about checking things off your list. Thank you. Thank you. That's why I always say that things don't go according to plan, because you have a list that you were trying to check off all your damn boxes. Sorry. I felt like that was a trigger. Okay. Slow down. But I just feel like everybody has a checklist. Everybody has, you know, boxes that they want to check. And sometimes, some days, you know, you're not able to check every box. And that's okay. Like, that's okay. I'm just glad I'm reading this. Okay. Just a reminder that life isn't always about checking things off your list or being as effective as possible. If things don't go as expected right now, try to appreciate that you're being given some extra space to observe. Ooh. Damn, I didn't think of it that way. Wow. Okay. You may discover that things work just fine, even if they're done differently or more slowly. And I've been noticing that too as well. Like, I have so much OCD. It is so bad. I'm just realizing it more now. And I'm trying not to get frustrated. But that was just this past week. And I've been noticing it's just the retrograde. It's really, really the retrograde. So it says, let yourself pause. Sorry, I had to pause for a moment. So let yourself pause and be willing to change your mind. Even if you have to redo something, maybe the alternative approach you come up with will be better than the original method. And sometimes it does. Sometimes it do. It's so funny when I'm trying to tackle a task or tackle, you know, something at work, and like the first two times I normally it's just not it. Or it's just not done the way I wanted it to be, whatever. I'm just like, all right, well, let's not get frustrated because you've already tried this so many damn times. Let's take the frustration out and let's approach it differently. Let's try it differently. Okay, let's try this one more time. I've been saying lately, third time's the charm. I don't know why, because every time I'm trying to leave my house, I gotta go upstairs three times. Go inside three times. I forgot three different things every single time. Like, how does that happen? That shit makes no sense. I'm like, what? You gotta let yourself pause, right? This influence might be easier to work with if you already operate outside of the mainstream. Like, if you work a non-traditional or creative job. However, if you depend on logic to function, you may feel especially challenged right now. These disruptions and confusion can be extremely annoying. But if you're able to overlook them, this time frame can offer in-depth special opportunities, which I can feel if you are willing to put in the work. See this moment as an opportunity to move past linear thinking and let your mind go beyond conventional wisdom and expectations, because we're allowed to. You know what? I started to realize that? Like, we can. Like, the only reason everything is so structured and so, you know, by the books and all this shit is because it's man-made. These laws are by man. So they're telling you, oh, you have to win. And it's our nature to think beyond this. To think beyond what we know and what we see. We just haven't gotten there. It's crazy. So this can be a great few weeks for inner work, meditation, and reflection. Often, artistic endeavors or anything that uses your right brain or intuition can really thrive. Ideally, you can use this time to tap into your gut and deep sense of what is meaningful before you speak out. That way you can be sure that your words sit right with you and have the full impact you desire. Try to connect to your own experiences and not be so concerned about getting your communication out on a deadline.
Oh man, damn. Hit him with it. 2024, man.
It's a whole new year. Remember that even plans that require reason can succeed. With a little patience and the realization that others around you are probably a little unclear and inconsistent as well. But without taking these hiccups into account, you can easily experience confusion, frustration, and expiration during this time. So the purpose of this cycle is to alter, like the song, alter, any assumptions, that life will always proceed logically. Along with the rest of humanity, you're being given an experience where your perception, cognition, and communication are being altered. So it's also a good opportunity to let go of any strong attachment or stubbornness you might have around what's quote-unquote normal in terms of your everyday routines and habits. I have to read that one again. For some reason, that one really, really hit. The purpose of this cycle is to alter any assumptions that life will always proceed logically. Along with the rest of humanity, you're being given an experience where your perception, cognition, and communication are being altered. So like when I think of altered, I've never thought of it as a bad way or a negative word. Alter is to adapt, is to change. And but people don't like to change, that people don't like to adapt. So it's being altered. And sometimes being altered can be a shift, a change, and like a flip. In opposites. It's also a good opportunity to let go of any strong attachment or stubbornness you might have around what's normal in terms of your everyday routines and habits. In any case, this isn't an ideal time to launch an ambitious or significant project, like buying a home or planning a major event like a wedding or a surgical procedure. Don't worry. If you can't avoid it, just be open to the possibility that everything may not proceed as smoothly as you'd like. Well, that didn't help. But on a brighter note, the expectation is if you're very clear about your intention, if you know without a doubt what you're doing and why, then it shouldn't be a problem. However, there's always a however. If there are any doubts, they'll likely be amplified now, and the effects could linger for quite some time. Even if you don't show up right away, if you have the option, wait until the cycle has passed. Wow. I wasn't expecting to read all that because I thought it was just like a, you know, like 5 pages of this. But wow, that explains everything. And I hope you guys understand too, or feel it too, and have a better understanding to that is an altered understanding, right? Right, right. And I'll leave you with this quote here. Sometimes you gotta stop worrying, wondering, and doubting. Have faith that things will work out. Maybe not how you planned, but how they were meant to be. And I can't say it any better myself. I can't write it any better myself. Everything that I had was given to me. Everything I had, God gave to me, right? So what was I worrying about starting an episode? What was I worrying about this morning? All of that's gone now. All of that worry is out the window. I've let it go. It has been altered by God's faith, God's energy, God's sight. So I hope you guys can carry this throughout this retrograde and start this month off right with his energy of letting go and leading him to your altar. In the mind, in the body, and in the soul, we'll continue to pray in Jesus' name. Continue to speak out in his words and enjoy his days. Thank you, Lord. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for all the support. You guys really do push me. So thank you. Thank you. And thank you.